You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Gentlemen, I hope you'll forgive me if I seem a little overcautious, but I'm sure you'll understand you never know when a Senate investigating committee might be investigated by a Senate investigating committee.
Well, why doesn't Congress cut the CIA's budget?
How can they? Nobody knows what their budget is.
That's incredible.
And now he's after the Internal Revenue Building. He's got to be stopped, Chief.
Yes, if he succeeds, the records of every taxpayer in this country will be destroyed. We won't know who's paid his taxes and who hasn't.
Well, that'll just mean that every taxpayer is on his honor. This country could be in a lot of trouble, Chief.
It's an organization of shrewd, determined men who've been trying to get control of this country for a number of years. Perhaps you've heard of them.
Oh, you mean the Republicans?
Oh, couldn't we ask the government for help?
99. We're a top secret organization. Not even the State Department knows about us. We just can't go running to them every time we've got a little problem.
Then what about Congress, Max? They could put through a special appropriation.
Well, how long would that take?
3 months.
Well, what if it was an emergency?
4 months.
Let me put it this way, 99. You're about to have a child. Don't you want that child to grow up in a country that's free from strife? Where every man is equal? Where there's brotherly love in the very air you breathe?
Of course she does, Chief. What country is that?
See, Maxwell Smart knew way back when.
He really did.
What?
It's like 60 years ago.
It is. Yeah, and it's timely today. Get smart. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy.
It's a wet weather forecast here this morning. 39 degrees, showers moving through. The high today, 45. We'll talk to our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Get the latest. And Mike McCabe will join us in about a half hour.
Was there a question about our text?
Yeah, we got we have a new email. It's jag@civicmedia.us. That's jag@civicmedia.us. And we got a email this morning from Gary. He says, good morning. As of this morning, the text option is no longer appearing on the homepage on the app. Is this a deliberate change? Or is there something wrong with my internet options? That's Gary from Madison.
Now, you have to go to the homepage and then go to the radio station that you're listening to, WMDX.
Yeah.
And that text button is to the far right. It's there. Yeah,
it's at the bottom of the screen there.
Yeah.
So it should be there anyway.
All right. Yeah. But, check it out. Mm-hmm. Keep us informed.
Let
see
us
if
know.
It works. All right.
And we're taking your calls, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK. And again, you can text us on the Civic Media app. Text us or call us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get to the story. I think this is a really big story. AP is still banned from press conferences.
That's right.
Isn't that crazy? It seems almost impossible to be able to do something like that, to block out a news service. One of the news services, by the way, that feeds into a lot of other news services, they use AP information for their stories, and they do their own investigative report as well around those stories from AP. So AP is a very important news outlet. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt scored an early victory in court, where the judge decided that it's okay to ban AP. By the way, this is a judge appointed by Trump. No surprise there. He declined a temporary to restore the news outlet's access to the events, as well as the Oval Office and Air Force One. The Associated Press claimed that its First Amendment protections against government abridgment of speech by trying to dictate the language they use, like naming the Gulf of America, and its right to due process guaranteed by the Fifth Amendment is being violated.
Right.
And they lost that. For some reason, this judge did not see that very obvious red flag.
We're talking about Associated Press here.
Yes.
One of the oldest and most revered institutions exactly. in media ever.
There's a process of renaming something. You just can't come in and say, well, the Gulf of Mexico is now the Gulf of America. It really has to go through a process. There are processes for almost everything in this world. It keeps us sane. Mm-hmm. It keeps us from doing crazy things like renaming the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
So anyway, Trump's appointed Judge McFadden denied the request for emergency relief because he was not persuaded that the wire service was facing irreparable harm as a result of the ban. I'm sorry. This is an infringement of the First Amendment. I don't know if you have to show harm, but it's an infringement of the First Amendment. The first line of the First Amendment makes no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. How unclear is that?
Mm-hmm. In fact, we have some sound of the AP. They're suing, you know, because of this.
Yes.
Do we have that, Sam? The cut that I brought in, AP sues for free speech. This is Queens News Service,
all right,
New York.
Let's listen to that.
The Associated Press sued three Trump administration officials over access to presidential events, citing freedom of speech. So now a federal judge has refused to issue a restraining order against the White House in order to force the Trump administration to let the Associated Press back in. So here's the backstory. President Trump's administration kicked out the AP when it refused to follow his executive order, renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. So this big topic now is huge because hundreds of people and news outlets get their information from the Associated Press. Joining me now to take a deeper dive on this is Chief Legal Analyst Khalif Rhodes. Khalif, when we talk about this issue, I first want to talk about this lawsuit because right now the AP is citing First Amendment rights for their argument. Explain that a little bit.
Well, this is a clear First Amendment argument. It takes me back to law school, and I like how you started the intro. So let me bring you up to date. The First Amendment is pretty clear that the government can chill speech. Chilling speech means stop it, prevent it, limit it, tell you when you can do it, and tell you how you can do it. That's called time, place, and matter. I don't like what you're saying. I should say I don't like where you're saying it. So I can have you not say it right here, but say it down the street. Say it not today, but say it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I want to say it during this. The guy's driving down our street. I don't want you to do that. That's the government. So you know what? I'll let you do it the next day after the parade is over. Haven't stopped your speech, just delayed it. Time, place, and matter. Constitutionally, that's there. Case law is behind it. However, if you're trying to chill my speech based on my viewpoint, based on what I'm saying, not when or how I'm saying it, but what I'm saying, that is a problem. Case law, Constitution clearly is against that. The government has to jump over an extremely high burden. They have to be able to show that it is narrowly tailored and it's the least restrictive means. So the question is, are they stopping AP from being in that location? Is this a First Amendment? Have you chilled their speech? Have you stopped them from being able to do what they were doing before without any type of interference?
Yep.
And the judge here didn't go that far, but seemed like he tipped his hat to saying less.
No.
It seems like there is an infringement on their First Amendment rights, specifically because you're saying the reason why they got banned was because they didn't do exactly what you wanted them to do. You didn't want them to speak, they didn't speak in the manner in which you wanted them to speak.
Right.
That sounds like censorship. That sounds like exactly what they're saying that you've done, which is violated their First Amendment right.
There you go.
So it's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, it's obvious, as he says. It's very obvious.
Yeah, it's a free speech thing. They don't want to say Gulf of America, and that's why they got banned.
Which isn't official.
No.
And just because Google has decided to put it as Gulf of America,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't make it right. That's not a process. It's not what's supposed to happen. They shouldn't have done it in the first place, but
right.
this is what happens when these billionaires get in charge. They can do anything they want, and they can bypass the actual process to change the names of major geographical sites.
Mm-hmm. Our WMDX phone lines are lighting up. Let's go to Dick, who is on the line this morning. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Look for the New York Times next. Peter Baker had quite an article about, Trump just the lies, out and out lies, and he's asserting in this article that he's basically delusional and he believes that most of the stuff he's throwing out.
Mm-hmm.
But one last thing, too, as to the budget vote last night, you know, it passes by two, not a mandate, but if they're so proud of everything they're doing, why do they always do this in the dead of night?
Right, exactly.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Representative McGovern called him out on this thing. I mean, you know, at least, you know, we're shining a light on what they rejected, what they won't pay for, and it happens to be all the things that we depend on as a society. Instead, they're feeding more money to the billionaires and corporate. Appreciate it. Let's go to Matt.
Thanks for that call. Yep.
Matt, what have you got for us this morning?
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you saw my text. I guess things might not be working, but I thought I'd call. I'm curious as to why Bernie is out there filling halls, thousands of people coming to see him. People are feeling the burn. And I might not agree with everything Bernie wants, but why aren't any Democrats or anyone joining him in this fight? We need the coalition. We need everybody to fight this fascist takeover. So why is he out there alone?
Well, he's not out there. He's not out there alone exactly. Chris Murphy is doing some things. I mean, there's some other Democrats, and they're just, you know, they're in the process of getting it together.
Matt, I'm giving him a couple of days here. If the Democrats don't get out into these red districts and start having town halls and starting to take some of this information from the voting public, then I'm at wit's end. I have nowhere else to go. Okay.
Why don't you run a town hall, John?
Bernie also has,
I would love to, actually.
Independent campaigning arm of any politician. People all over the country love Bernie, so Democrats would be foolish not to get behind him or fight with him. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot of opposition out there. They're still organizing and kind of getting it together. But you're right. I mean, there needs to be more voices like Bernie's out there.
Yeah. You know, Doug out in St. Francis says,
thank you.
He said, I have sent 300 texts this morning. Have you seen any of them?
Strike. That's a perfect game.
What we're thinking is that that Gary was...
No, he said he was right. We were right. That text button is there. And
I think he was talking about the website.
Yeah,
or
just
something.
The basic website.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, but anyway, you can call us or text us and get through either on the Civic Media app or on our phone line, 608-879-8255.
And this is one of those things that we emphasized a lot during the 2016 election. Right. We told everybody, please do not elect Trump because he has access to appointing the next justice on the Supreme Court.
Right.
And that happened, and then Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Mm-hmm.
We warned you against this. Now, of course, he's appointing judges all over the country, and the judge that took this case, the AP case, was an appointed judge from Trump, who now has decided that it's really not that clear that it's a First Amendment violation of telling the press now what they should and shouldn't say. It's not clear at all to that judge.
Mm-hmm. It is 7:19. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Mike McCabe from Substack will join us here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John Gordy in the Morning. Rainy day here in Madison.
Yeah, we still have some showers moving through.
Mm-hmm.
And let's find out what's going on weather-wise with our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, question for you. I got kind of angry this morning. We were talking about raincoats. They don't sell raincoats anymore. It seems like something passe. What happened? Do you have a raincoat? Yeah. Just checking in. Do you have one?
No, I don't.
Wow.
Actually, I use a windbreaker as the most part.
That's not good. You really should have a raincoat. You know, Gordy was talking about the old classic raincoats.
Yeah, when we were kids, the yellow raincoat. You know, every kid had a yellow raincoat with a hood. We all looked the same.
I think I had one of those,
too. From the Morton Salt container. Do you have one? You know, as a kid, you had one, right?
As a kid, I had one. Not anymore. I would probably rock that right now.
My wife ordered one online, and it's a long one right down to the knees. It has the hood and everything, and it's heavy duty. It's fantastic. She ordered it for my son, who didn't get the reason why we did that.
He didn't understand.
Old people, you know, them buying stuff for their kids. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's a great thing. I want a Packer raincoat, and they just don't have those at the Packer Pro Shop either. So kind of, I'm angry now. I'm really... I got to chill out a little bit here.
But a raincoat would be a good thing to have today, wouldn't it, Brittany?
Oh, it sure would. Yes, it would. Or one of those umbrella hats. I have one of those.
Oh, you do?
Those are pretty dorky.
That's a great look. What are you talking about?
You kind of get wet every place else, don't you?
Pretty much. It's, you know, it's just to get the looks, I guess.
It's
who
just
knows?
For show. That's right. So how long is the rain going to last anyway?
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at still sprinkles throughout the morning and then kind of lingering into the afternoon. So it's not going to be a damp, crazy downpour wet day, just on and off scattered sprinkles still continuing today. So highs will still be mild. It'll be a cloudy day. We'll hit the mid 40s and then we get a little breezy overnight tonight. And then still some more scattered sprinkles still tomorrow and temperatures in the low 40s. So we're looking at this wetter pattern. But at least you're staying above freezing.
Yeah.
So there is snow chances up north, and you're avoiding all of that. So that's good news.
Snow chances for you then?
A little bit further north of me, actually. Oh. It looks like by Lake Superior overnight tonight. Otherwise, we could see a few flurries into the Wausau area tomorrow, but nothing that's going to accumulate. And by the way, it's all gone. I was crying yesterday.
Okay. And looking ahead to the weekend, the rest of the week and into Saturday, Sunday, what can we expect?
Yeah, so we're actually getting pretty, pretty warm again on Friday. We're going to hit those low 50s one more time.
Yes.
And then we drop colder, unfortunately, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Saturday we'll be flirting with the freezing mark in the low 30s. And then by Sunday in the upper 30s. But, but, hang in there. It does get nice and warm into the next week as well. So spring is really here. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay. All right, Brittany. Woo-hoo. Thank you so much. Stay dry.
You're welcome, guys.
Get a raincoat.
Get your raincoat out. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Brittany.
All right.
Brittany Merlot, WMDX meteorologist. Let's go to the phones.
Yep. We've got Joe on the line. Joe, what have you got for us this morning?
Well, I've been trying to get a way to solve my depression as I look ahead for our country, and I'd be interested to hear what Mike McCabe has to say about this. Somebody posted this line. They said, well, it's kind of like physics. You got an action, and then there is a reaction to it. And I think one way to look at this is every day there's something interesting that happens in terms of a reaction to what we're doing. I was reading today that the Irish Times was posting an article that if scientists are being given the boot here in the United States, hey, Ireland would be happy to take them on. You know, you start your facilities here so we can have some wonderful, talented people come on down. And I was also looking at the fact of everything's just going to be changing. You know, Canada, one of our largest trading partners, has just turned its back on us. Now what will be different? And they're discovering that, for example, this Alcoa guy said, if that aluminum tariff goes through, you're talking about 100,000 jobs going bye-bye in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, directly to 20,000, and then he predicts up to 80,000 around that. And, of course, they're seeking to get an exemption from this. Right now there's no exemptions listed there. But they're going to go hat in hand, certainly, to Trump and say, oh, please, but will this work? You know, you have a guy, that clip that you played, I would suggest playing that again and again, where Trump is going, who's the idiot who signed this treaty?
Right.
Oh, wait, that was me.
Yeah.
I mean, people will look at that, and you really can't go into business with a guy who's a lying, backpedaling weirdo. You know, it's just not a good idea. The problem is our whole country has that now. And another person had a line, they said, the U.S. was a brand as much as it was a country. And that brand was really important, all the way from buying, armaments to buying, I don't know, Coca-Cola. How will that change as we're now, you know, throwing our neighbors and our friends on the trash heap through these tariffs? What does that do to us in terms of our own manufacturing? So maybe one way to look at the change in our political landscape is just to say, wow, every day something new.
Yeah, boy, that's true. You know,
I hadn't thought of.
We should look into what happened the last time they put tariffs on aluminum and steel, and see how many jobs we lost at that time. Right, it's a good question to bring up.
Yeah, So thanks for having Mike back on. I'm sure he'll have a lot of interesting things to say. Mm-hmm. And as we make our way through the rainy day, it might be kind of a rainy time for our country.
Yes.
Forward we go.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the line here, lying, backpedaling weirdo. I really...
yeah, that's a good one.
That works.
Yeah. All right, Joe, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you again.
Yeah. All right. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Verlo Mismatch Sale is back on. It's the biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now to their east side location or west side location here in Madison and save an additional 10% off every mattress and every box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.com. That's Verlo.com.
It's a crazy time for everybody. We're seeing backpedaling on just about everything. How much money is being saved by Doge, the Doge dividend. Which wants to send out $5,000 to every American citizen. Why? Yeah, right. Well, I don't know why. Maybe it's a bribe to vote for Trump the next time he runs.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that would be money coming out of the Treasury, and then it would increase our deficit even more. So it's not really a good idea. They're really not serious about decreasing the deficit at all. Mm-mm. They're going to add more to it as soon as they give out that tax cut for the rich and corporate. Mm-hmm. So all of this is happening before our very eyes. Maybe we'll get some answers from Mike McCabe coming up in just a few moments.
That's right. News is next, and Mike right around the corner here on 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy resealable cardboard carton. 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
Well, to some people it's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's not like the new gold green card that Trump is coming out with.
Yeah. That's another story altogether.
Yeah.
92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy, and this portion of our show is brought to you by David J. Frank, celebrating 65 years in business in southern Wisconsin. They do it all. They do commercial and residential landscaping, lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning, edging, weeding. They've got it all covered. You can find out more by going to davidjfrank.com. You've seen their work at the Hilldale Shopping Center here in Madison, also Wisconsin Institute for Discovery on the UW campus, and also on the grounds of the state capitol, davidjfrank.com. Again, three locations, Madison, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. All right.
All right.
Time for us to welcome in Mike McCabe into the studio, because it's Wednesday and he's always here. From you do the Substack article. You've got the book out, Miracles Along County Q. Mm-hmm. Good to see you again, Mike.
Yeah.
Good to see
nice
you.
Nice to have you here.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday. We were talking off the
now
air.
Let's bring everybody down.
Well, we were talking about press and media coverage. Let's start out with this cut. This happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the press room. You know the new press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. Boy, is she doing a great job.
She really has.
She's bringing
it
all together there. She's reimagining how the press covers the White House.
Well, almost hallucinogenic in a way. Yeah.
Well, they're making some changes in the press pool.
They are.
Listen to this. Yeah, here she is.
The president and this entire White House are committed to ensuring the American people continue to receive this same level of historic transparency, access, and visibility.
No.
In fact, we want to double down and give even greater access to the American people.
Hmm.
We want more outlets and new outlets to have a chance to take part in the press pool, to cover this administration's unprecedented achievements up close, front and center. As you all know, for decades, a group of D.C.-based journalists, the White House Correspondents Association, has long dictated which journalists get to ask questions of the President of the United States in these most intimate spaces. Not anymore. I am proud to announce that we are going to give the power back to the people who read your papers, who watch your television shows, and who listen to your radio stations. Moving forward, the White House press pool will be determined by the White House press team. Legacy outlets who have participated in the press pool for decades will still be allowed to join.
Oh, sure.
Fear not. But we will also be offering the privilege to well-deserving outlets who have never been allowed to share in this awesome responsibility.
Alex Jones.
Just like we added a new media seat in this briefing room, legacy media outlets who have been here for years will still participate in the pool. But new voices are going to be welcomed in as well. This administration is shaking up Washington in more ways than one.
Yes,
that's what we were elected to do.
You were?
Okay.
Yeah, so. She kind of repeated herself at the end again. I think she made a mistake or some copy problem.
Well, they'll still have some of the old guard in there.
But you never know who and what.
It's up to them who they'll bring in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Getting more of that information pipeline straight to the right-wing mega, right? That's what it's all about. That's what she's talking about, ignoring the legacy media, essentially, like AP, which is outrageous that a judge would determine that it's not a real threat to the First Amendment. He can't really see any reason why. What's your opinion on that, Mike?
Well, clearly there are instruments of propaganda that have been created and are proliferating rapidly across our country, and that's who they want in the room.
Yes.
They want to be able to have their message go to these instruments of propaganda that will spread that propaganda.
That's right.
To the public. And well, let's not have people who ask tough questions or raise issues about policies and practices. Let's just have yes men and yes women delivering our word to the masses, and that's what this is about. It is about propaganda, and there's this incredible network of instruments of propaganda that's been created, and now they're giving favored treatment or favored access to the White House.
And it's amazing they came right out and said it at this press conference. It's just outrageous.
Proudly. Yeah,
and yeah, and you brought up while we were preparing for this program, you brought up the fact that the news media is the opposition, basically, at this point.
Yeah. My most recent Substack article brings up something that, you know, I call him the president's brain, but it's Steve Bannon, who has for a long time, I've noticed this for years, Steve Bannon talks about flooding the zone as a strategy.
Yes.
And what he means by that is that you just keep creating one outrage after another, one thing that the media is obligated to cover because it's so sweeping or it's so outrageous.
Yeah.
Or it's so out there, and you just keep flooding the zone with more of that, five and six a day, and then the media can't do justice by any of the stories. They only do superficial coverage of every one of these topics. You know, one day it's a gold card for rich people to get into the country, you know, or it's the Gulf of America instead of the Gulf of Mexico. It's one thing after another. It's let's shut down USAID. Let's do this. Let's do that. That's all part of a very clear strategy that's been worked out for years.
Yes.
And what Steve Bannon said, and he said this more than once, is that the true opposition party is the media, not the Democrats. And what you've got to do is make it impossible for the media to meaningfully cover anything that we do, because we give them so many things to have to try to unravel. And what usually happens is that if a major policy initiative is launched or a major announcement is made, it's reported on day one, but then on day two and day five and day 10, there's more coverage that dissects it and helps people understand it and digs deeper. And you can't do any of those deeper dives when the next day there's three or four or five more outrageous things that have just happened. Mm-hmm. And the media feel obligated to alert the public to what's happening, but then they never get to do the deeper dives. They never get to dissect what's really happening and help people digest it.
Yeah, the in-depth coverage. There's no time for it.
It's rendered impossible. Yeah. And that's a deliberate strategy.
Yeah.
What Steve Bannon has talked about for years is now being executed in real time.
Yeah.
What is happening to us is the flooding of the zone. It's made the journalist's job next to impossible.
Yeah.
And it's disorienting as hell for the public. Because one day it's this, the next day it's that, the next day it's something else. And people are in a constant state of agitation. And, you know, it really brings to life what Naomi Klein wrote about years ago in The Shock Doctrine.
The Shock Doctrine, yes.
That you just create all of these shocks and people become dizzy. They become disoriented. They don't know what to do. And that's when they're easiest to control. I think it's really important and it's really helpful to understand that this is what's being done deliberately to us. Mm-hmm. And when you have the opportunity to sort of take a step back and realize that this is a very cynical and very cruel strategy that is being undertaken, that I think is beneficial because it can help us gain some clarity. It can help us say, wait a second. I know what they're doing here, and I'm not going to let them create so much noise in my head that I can't think straight.
Well, that's a great strategy, to actually bring up what we've just mentioned here on the air, because it takes away from giving advice to particular people who vote a certain way. I mean, we've talked about that before, where we think we know how they should vote, how they should live, how they should think, how they should run their lives, their businesses. What we don't, everybody has their own different perspective on, politics and what works and what wouldn't work. Instead, now, if we just say, look at what's happening, so this is how they're doing it. This is flooding the zone. These are things that you should be aware of and be more critical of what you're listening to and how you're getting it. And one of the things I think with Project 2025 is that when they were writing that up, I mean, it was a huge policy paper, 900 pages. And we know that Trump doesn't know anything about government at all, or policy for that matter. So he had it all written for him. And we knew that as soon as if he won the presidency, which he did, he would just sign these things as executive orders, one right after the next, which is exactly what happened. And then the people who wrote Project 2025 said that, well, we've got other surprises too. And I'm wondering if, maybe Greenland was part of that, or the Panama Canal, or all these other distractions, as you mentioned.
All of that's part of the strategic blitzkrieg.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't just put one thing out there or two things out there. And that's where Greenland comes in handy. Yeah, that's where Panama Canal comes in handy. That's where the gold card comes in handy. That's where the Gulf of America comes in handy to them. Because just throw that in there too. Throw that at them as well. Mm-hmm. And it's part of this blitzkrieg to make it impossible for people to focus on anything. So, one of the things I quote in my Substack article is something John Muir said.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has great meaning to me at this particular moment when the zone is being flooded. He said, I've got to break away and go to the mountains to learn the news.
Yeah.
And I think what he was saying was that I've got to clear my head and be able to focus on what's important. And when I'm out in the mountains, that clarity comes. And it's something that I can relate to really strongly. I mentioned in the article, I do my best writing while walking in the woods. That's when the ideas come, and that's where you find clarity. And that's our struggle, is to find clarity at a time when they are clearly and in a very sinister way trying to disorient us. Mm-hmm.
We're talking
with this blitzkrieg.
Yeah, we're talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author, and Mike, so how do we get clarity? I mean, it's great to say we can walk in the woods or climb the mountains and try to, clear out from all the impacts.
It does work.
It does work. It does work. But how can you do that every day? I mean, it's just so much.
And like I said, I've got tremendous sympathy for the practicing journalists, the true journalists.
The true journalists, yeah.
Because they feel an obligation to cover what is being done out there. Mm-hmm. But they can't go into depth. So I guess the only thing I can say is that we need to keep focused as much as we can. I'm not saying people shouldn't report on the AP being tossed out of the press room because of the Gulf of America thing.
Exactly.
But while that stuff is going on, while it's being done to us, I think we also have to try to keep focused on what's most important and dive deep on some of those things. One of the things that I've heard a lot from the people on Trump's side, the Trump voters, is that, well, we needed to make these changes and get government under control and deal with all the waste because we got this huge national debt. But one of the things that needs to be reported over and over again is that all these efforts to cut government spending is not being done to reduce the debt. It's being done so that they can finance huge tax cuts to the rich.
Yes. Right.
That's the real purpose. So we're still going to be just as much in debt. We're still going to have that huge problem on our hands.
Exactly.
Because they won't have done anything to get us out of that problem, but that's how they sold it. We've got a spending problem. I hear Trumpers say this all the time. We've got a spending problem, not a taxing problem. We've got to get the spending under control so that we don't run up all this debt. And what do they do? What the House just passed is slash the heck out of all these government programs. And why? So you can do a couple of $1 trillion worth of tax cuts for the wealthy.
And that adds to the debt.
It absolutely does.
And we actually, as a country, we have an actual tax cut problem. And we don't have a spending problem. It's just the opposite.
And that needs to be dissected and focused on, even as all these other outrages are swirling around.
I want to talk about town halls, the reaction at town halls in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back with Mike McCabe with more on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX. Give me your money. You better save it, babe. Save it for your rainy day. I am the only one above the sky.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Getting a lot of lies.
Mm-hmm. 92.7. Sorry, John.
No, it's
excuse
okay.
me.
You want to say it in harmony here?
Let's go.
Let's start with the call letters.
Okay.
WMDX 92.7.
Okay. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattresses. Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Go to verlo.com. Check out all their savings at the east side location or west side location in Madison. John?
Well,
we're here with Mike McCabe.
We are.
We're going to get into something a little different.
Yeah, I think this time I want to find out what Mike, you think about the town halls, the reaction that the Republicans are getting in their own districts. It's kind of shocking, refreshing, by the way. I'm glad that other people are feeling a little bit frustrated, like we feel frustrated here on this program. What do you think about all of the reactions?
Yeah, they're getting a snoot full of buckshot. People are stirred up, and I got to share with you one thing that jumped out at me from Scott Fitzgerald's town hall. Mm-hmm. Grothman got this too.
Yeah.
You know, they're happening all over the country, but Scott Fitzgerald holds a town hall meeting in West Bend, and I just was so struck by what one particular person said at his town hall. Gets up and starts talking about how there are all these cuts and firings being done without congressional authorization. And this town hall attendee says, how can you possibly be representing us when you've given away your voice in Congress?
Beautiful.
When you've just laid down and said, whatever the administration does is fine with me. How are you supposed to be representing me when you have no voice in Congress?
Yes, I heard that.
And there was a huge cheer that went up.
Yeah. Right.
And to me, I thought, now that's the point that needs to get put to these people everywhere, at every town hall meeting, with every Republican member of Congress out there across the whole country. They've decided that they are just going to stand down.
Mm-hmm.
and they're going to step aside and let the administration work its will. And they said, well, all of these firings, all of these cuts, and people were, you know, talking about Medicaid cuts and people in wheelchairs and folks who are personally affected by this and their lives are negatively impacted. And their own members of Congress are just saying, you know, we're just backing the administration. We're letting them do what they want to do.
Well, these crowds did mention also that they were upset about all of the public servants out there who were being fired and let mm-hmm. go for no particular reason mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. The indiscriminate just letting go of people that are very important to the entire country, you know, health care, the environment. They're just frustrated by all of that as well, which I thought was just fantastic. The fact that they're angry about, our hardworking Americans working in a department of the U.S. You know, it's just very important that these people be respected for what they're doing, making the government work.
I mentioned before the break that you hear a lot of people who are supportive of what Trump is doing say that, hey, this had to happen. It's the day of reckoning. You had to make these cuts. You got to do these layoffs. You got to shrink the size of the government. And I've actually seen some comments in response to these sort. You know, when it's people, Trumpers who are doing the talking, they're going back and forth with each other and applauding Trump, and they're sort of giving each other slaps on the back about what's going on. But every once in a while, I'll see a comment that says somebody says, "Well, you know, I'm in private business, and I understand that sometimes you gotta downsize, or you gotta bring your revenue in line with your expenses, and you gotta fire some people, and that's tough. But you don't do it by making up some phony claim that you haven't done your job well, or your performance. You have to do an actual performance evaluation, and you have to treat those people the right way when you do it.
Yeah.
And so even on the side of the Trumpers, there are a few, not many, but a few who are saying, wait a second, that's not the way to go about firing people. Yeah. These people are not being treated right. And man, when you've got even that side saying, wait a second, this is not like standard business practice. This is not the way we do things in this country. And these workers deserve better. That speaks volumes to me, too. I just saw that in a social media exchange.
They're asking, where's the compassion? That's their response.
And just where and where's the just basic courtesy and respect?
Yes.
And you know, people get these anonymous emails saying you haven't done your job very well, so we're letting you go. And it's like, wait a second, I've gotten positive performance reviews from my supervisor for years.
Exactly.
And so what are you talking about? And they're just, you know, just saying, heads will roll.
Yeah, I think people are fed up with that. And I've seen a lot of responses where they're saying, well, we don't shut down our businesses or corporations just to have an audit or see if people are doing their job well. You know, it doesn't make any sense to do something like that.
And that's another thing that I've heard from business people is that an audit is, you don't fire people and then do the audit. You do the audit to see whether you need to make any changes.
Exactly.
You don't just, you know, they got the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
Mike, we have to leave it there.
All right.
Mike McCabe, always great to see you every Wednesday. Check out his book, Miracles Along County Q, and Substack.
I just want to mention Susan out in McFarland says, good morning, and thanks for the amazing show. So appreciate listening to you each and every morning.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
And that includes you, Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow, we'll talk to Tim Slecker. He's going to tell us what's the latest at the Department of Education, and also Seth Taft. Say that again, Sam.
Seth Taft.
Wow. Thank you. From the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. Steph Miller is next. Have a great day. So long.
Bye now.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.